back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there's a lot of uncertainty about any election, but the 2022 election in Wisconsin is going to be one of the signature moments in our state's history, in my view. Can the Democrats hold the governorship and the attorney generalship and prevent the destruction of our democracy? The election of people who will in the future refuse to certify elections if their candidate didn't win? What will happen in the legislature and the state Senate? They're very gerrymandered. They're illegitimate. Will there be new lines in place and time with fair maps? It's going to require some independent outfit appointed by a judge to draw the maps. Can that be done in time? Can we level out the legislature? Well, there's some early data. It's very interesting to me, and it's a puzzle as to how it breaks. In the year, this last election, year 2000, November 3rd, presidential election, those are the elections that get the most voters, 3.3 million voters voted in Wisconsin. That's a huge turnout. It's a great turnout. We usually have number two to Minnesota, the highest turnouts in the country. Go back and forth. 3.3 million in 2020. Amazingly, 800,000 of them had not voted in the presidential election in 2016. 800,000. That's roughly a quarter of them. A quarter of the voters in the year 2000, of the 3.3 is the total, so 800,000, just under a quarter, had not voted in the presidential election in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was running against Donald Trump. Now, what accounts for that? Well, several things account for it. Some of it are people who were too young to vote in 2016. They voted now. However, very young people in their teens and early 20s have a very low incidence of voting. So most of it was not that. Secondly, there are people who moved into the state. Okay, and they voted. That's great. But most of it is not that. And there are people who died, people who moved away, and that accounts for some of them not voting. However, a large chunk of those 800,000 people are going to be people who are very unlikely to vote ever and didn't vote when it was Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump, but they did vote this time. And you might think, oh, they must have voted for Joe Biden then. Maybe they didn't like Hillary Clinton, and maybe they didn't like Donald Trump. This time they had a chance to knock Trump out. Well, no, it's not as easy as that. Because in the areas where the most of these people voted were Republican areas that Trump took. Even though he lost the state by about 20,000 votes roughly, he took a lot of counties. And those counties had a lot of people vote who didn't even vote in 2016. So stand by. In the upcoming election off year, first of all, there's a much lower turnout in an off year election than there is in a presidential election. The presidential election is a Super Bowl of elections. It's the big kahuna. It's the mother of all elections. In the off year elections, a lot fewer people vote. The question is, are these infrequent voters, especially the ones that came out to vote for Trump, going to come out in the 2022 election if Trump is not on the ballot? Because he won't be on the ballot. I'm hoping not, but it's a free country, and I hope as many people vote as want to vote. No question about that. But I think it bodes well for us now. And frankly, in 2024, if Trump is not on the ballot, and I expect he will not be, I expect he'll be indicted in New York. That may keep him out. I think that his acuity and health are not what they are now, are not what they were even last year, and they certainly won't be in 4 years, 3 years. So stand by, but keep in mind that virtually a quarter of the vote in November 3rd, 2020, hadn't voted in the presidential election, the big kahuna, in 2016. So some folks got riled up. Biden managed to put it away by 20,000 votes. So a lot of those people were people who thought, well, I normally don't vote, but I can't have Trump. But a lot of them were people who said, well, Trump was president for 4 years. I saw what he could do, and I think this time I'll vote for him. So stand by. It's very, very, very important issue coming up on that. The Republicans, this is amazing, but they did it. In the legislature, they eliminated 11 proposed science positions at the DNR. They opposed money to test all public water supplies for forever chemicals. They opposed money for communities to fight forever chemicals. Prior to that, they'd eliminated standards for forever chemicals imposed by the DNR. They opposed measures to require businesses to take responsibility if they contaminated water with forever chemicals. And they took out money for testing the discharge and investigating the discharge of forever chemicals into our lakes. Think about that. Virtually everything having to do with forever chemicals, money, requirements, even scientists, even testing discharges, they took out. Now, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you can't defend that. How do they get along? Remember, forever chemicals are now in Marinette County, Dane County, La Crosse County, and they're elsewhere. Believe me, water doesn't sit still. Water doesn't sit still. Animals affected by it don't sit still. They don't stop at counties. Fish don't stay still. There are poison fish in Dane County right now. You're told you can have one a month or one a week of certain species. And yet they do this. How do they get away with this? Who is voting for these Republicans? Why would a hunter and fisherman vote for these Republicans? And it's not just money. I've said before that the Republicans in the legislature can't be trusted with money. They will divert it to their donors, period, end of story, and will badly hurt the state. But in this case, you know what it is? This is deliberately injuring the state. It's deliberate. The amount of money is not large. 11 proposed science positions at the DNR is not a big thing. Giving permission to set standards to the DNR and test for forever chemicals and discharges is not a costly thing. This is an act essentially of self-defacement and sadism. And it's done to deliberately injure the state. They themselves are servile to their donors. And occasionally they like to insult and injure not just Democrats, but even the hunters and fishermen who support them, to say, okay, I'm being defaced, I'm servile, I'm not paid a lot of money, I'm roundly jeered at by wealthier people who are donors, and I'm going to turn around and kick you. And they get off on that. I mean, that's really what's happening here. There's no rhyme or reason to this. I don't care if you're very conservative, very liberal. You do not want forever chemicals in your water so that your fish are poisoned. You simply don't. You simply don't. But they did this, and you should be aware that they did it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Be good tonight. Go, go.